Good morning. So I'll talk a little bit about working with emotions this morning. When we sit here and observe the mind, might notice the breath, we might notice physical sensations throughout the body, might notice things that come in through the senses, like that sweet little sound outside of somebody taking care of their property. We might notice emotions or thoughts. These are the objects of the mind. These are the things that can move around in our minds. They fill up the spaces, and they move and they come and go, arise and disappear. And the art of this practice is to treat them all with the same care, regardless whether they're unhappy thoughts or difficult emotions, but to treat them all with the same interest, the same care, the same dispassion, with a quality of an even-handedness. Emotions are an essential part of being human. They're connected to some of the most wonderful things we can experience. And also they're connected to some of the most challenging, difficult things we can experience. So the idea, the reason emotions can be harder to work with sometimes than thoughts that come and go or sensations that come and go is that when an emotion gets triggered, it triggers a complicated hormonal pattern in our bodies, and it makes the emotion last longer. Like a thought, you can have a thought about someone and it's gone by the, you know, in a moment. But if you have an emotion, it has a wave. It's like a wave. It rises, it peaks, and then it starts fading away. Just like the hormones do that in our bloodstream. If you've ever been afraid, like, you know, you're almost in a car accident, you know, your body gets all, you know, adrenalized and all these things, your eyes are big and your muscles get filled with panic strength. And you know, you're okay, but your body is still, you know, the heart's still racing, we're still breathing hard, even though the danger is past, because the hormones are still coursing through the body. So sometimes when we don't understand that, people, okay, I'm done with that emotion. Why isn't it gone? So we ride it like a wave. And with difficult emotions, this is where the quality of strength, of really being willing to just be with those uncomfortable emotions when they arise. Some people are uncomfortable with pleasant emotions, you know, really strong, pleasant emotions also. So really we're developing the capacity to feel what we feel and really show up for it, whether it's really wonderful, it's really challenging. It's awareness that's important here. Some people, by nature, are not very emotional. Some people are, you know, cry at the drop of a hat. And some people who are very emotional, they go sit down in meditation, they don't have emotions come up. And other people, they sit down in meditation and all these emotions can come up. And regardless of how you are or what arises, it's all normal part of, you know, we're all a little different, and it all is okay, and it all is worthy of mindfulness, it's worthy of awareness. So just as for practice instructions, just as we began with the breath, and then we, to kind of settle the mind, get grounded here, Then we started opening the field of attention to include physical sensations, the things that come in through the senses. And so we could be mindful of all those myriad of sensations. And now we're opening the field a little wider to include the emotional life. So if a compelling emotion arises, we turn to it like it's our object of meditation. It's not a distraction. We turn to the emotion itself. Many of you have heard of the RAIN formula, and though many of you already have heard of the RAFT formula. So I'll be using the, since this is, Gil started using the RAFT formula that he kind of came up with, and which I really like. And it's kind of a handy tool to have available when we're working with an emotion that is hard to be with. And the RAFT formula, the idea is you think of it as the traditional going across the river in the raft to get to the other side, to the other shore, to awakening. So it's kind of a very sweet, sweet metaphor to use. So a lot of this, it's kind of reinforcing what we talked about last night about working with ill will, because, ill will triggers emotions, anger, rage, those are all emotions. So there's a lot of similarity that I'll be, bringing in. But the first thing of the RAFT formula, the R, is to recognize it. Recognize that it's there and what it is. Now, sometimes some of us have a really big emotional vocabulary. Some of us don't. So if you're not quite sure what the emotion is, it's okay to just say a bad emotion, painful emotion. So something that it's about feeling it, not getting the exact correct name on it. So recognizing that it's there. The second part of the formula, the A, is to accept it, to allow it. It's okay that it's there. We allow it. We can't turn our attention to get to know something that we're not allowing to be there. We give it room. It doesn't mean that we condone it or we support it. It just means that we allow it to be there. I mean, most of us don't like to. If we had a choice, we wouldn't feel unhappy about certain things. Wouldn't feel angry or upset about many things. But the idea isn't that we're saying, okay, it's okay for me to be upset all the time. It's really about it's okay that you're here right now and I'm going to give you attention. And so the F, and this is where we do most of the attention, is to feel it. And we feel it in the body. And just like we talked about doing that with ill will, with sensual desire, to actually feel this emotion in the body and allow ourselves to... It has the wonderful effect of disengaging us from our thoughts in that time. And that's actually the trickiest part, in a way, disengaging from the thoughts that fuel the emotion, because we get so interested and so attached to that story. And that keeps re-triggering it and re-triggering it. And so coming to the body, that bringing in that... determination to, no, I don't have to go back to that story. I know I want to. I've definitely seen that in myself, but I really, that's my story. It's my story. I'm really identified with it. They did this to me. They were wrong, and getting all caught up in that. But really just go right to the body, to how it feels. Some of us feel fear in the chest or belly. or anger, and you know, some people clench their jaws, they just have, or their hands, or but it can be different every time. So look at it newly. And again, it's not about getting it right. Just see what's there. And relax any tension that might be there, anywhere. Just relax any tension in the body. It allows the emotion to move through. The word emotion means to move through. And that's exactly what they're supposed to do. They come and then go. And when we resist them and we keep re-triggering them, you know, we make them stay. We make them be a problem. So they can just kind of come and go without any problem at all. And so we recognize it, we allow it, we feel it in the body. And then the last part is to tease it apart. And one of the ways that I like to think about that, the simplest way for me, is we tease apart the physical and mental aspects. So the physical we've looked at, what's in the body, and the mental is the story or relationship to the hindrance, to the emotion. And so the, you know, the story is obviously what triggers it. You know, I'm lonely. I don't have anybody in my life. You know, maybe those kind of thoughts are triggering feelings, certain feelings of sadness. That's the story. This is the body. And we come back to the body. And then the relationship is, well, I'm an advanced meditator. I shouldn't be having these emotions, these immature emotions. You know, I'm supposed to be mature. And so that's the relationship. You know, it's like, you know, we're pushing it away. We might have allowed it at the beginning, but as it settles in, we start pushing it away. So what is that relationship? And it doesn't mean that you do all this thinking, okay, I've got to do every one of these steps. You know, as we get skilled with emotions, we can just be with them. But it's really the formula for me is helpful when we kind of feel stuck with an emotion. And but by developing the habit of always recognizing it, allowing it, feeling it, then it becomes kind of a second nature to do that when emotions arise. We don't have to figure it out. And as we start disengaging from the story, we also lose the habit of engaging with the story. So we start staying more in the present, staying more in the present. And lastly, I want to say there's no need to complete the formula when an emotion arises. Sometimes an emotion arises, we recognize it, and it's gone. That's fine. You know, if it's fleeting, it's fleeting. You know, we don't try to massage everything we can out of it. You know, we only do complete the formula if it's needed. So if this is helpful, you know, please use it. If it's not helpful, just continue meeting emotions, you know, the way you meet anything else in your practice. So if you haven't, please find a comfortable posture that's alert and dignified. And gently close your eyes. Take a couple of deep breaths. And with each breath, settling in just a little bit more. And allow the exhale to relax you completely. Settling into the chair, into the cushion. Allowing the breath to return to normal. Get a gentle sense of how you feel in your body. We sense your body as a whole. And relax any obvious tensions. If it's not possible to relax, if there's something that's still tense, that's okay. Just try to soften around it. Kindly with it. Be kind to it. And notice your general emotional state. How do you feel right now? Any particular emotions? Maybe there's calm. That's an emotional state. Maybe there's a lot of thinking, however it is, just allowing it to be the way it is. Now for a few minutes, let's, settle on the breath for a little bit. Just shifting your attention to your home base and just allow your attention to rest there. Putting aside any cares, putting aside any thoughts, any concerns, and just settle on the breath. And you might think of the mind having a foreground and a background. So keeping the breath in the foreground, open your attention to include any compelling physical sensations that might arise, or any strong emotions that might arise. And if they do, bring those to the foreground. And you can allow the breath to be in the background if it's there. If a compelling emotion arises, recognize it. It helps to name it, allow it, and feel it in the body. And if needed, tease it apart. Notice the difference between the body sensations and the story, and leave the story behind. And it's always appropriate to return to the breath. Things get confusing or not clear. If nothing compelling arises, there's no need to look for something. Just rest in the breath. Sometimes thoughts, light thoughts, arise in the background. Let them be in the background. They're not a problem. mindfulness practice allows us to trust our emotional life. That's the first faculty that we talked about. Have confidence in our emotional life. To allow ourselves to feel the full range of human emotions without repressing them and or without necessarily acting them out. We show up for emotions. We can stay intimate with them, experience them fully, and let them pass through us. And we can express them when it's useful and healthy to do so. There's also some really wonderful, deep emotions that can arise when the mind is at ease. Unconditional joy, compassion, happiness, peace, equanimity. Not because things are going right, but without a specific reason. But the art of practice is not to try to have some emotions and not others, but to show up openly for whatever our experience brings. So thank you. I have a few announcements. And first I'd like to say that